hated down there. I don't even know if they remember who I am. So I just I'll keep a low profile and be sure not to be standing anywhere near Raj when we walk through the tunnel or anything like that, so I don't get sprayed with beer.
Okay. All right. Cool. So all right. Well, I'm here with Zach Scott, who has been through. How many times you've been down to Portland now? It must be 8-9 times at least, right?
Oh, good gosh. Jeez, 10 years now playing USL and MLS, so at least 10 times, and then Open Cup, you add that in, probably another 3 or 4 more times, and then exhibition games, so at least 15, I would say.
So do you and Roger ever compare notes as to what it's like being in Portland and kind of the... Like, do you guys, like, trade war stories ever? Or you guys have experienced a lot of them together, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everything I've seen or he's seen, we've been there together. I mean, we've all the hatred, the foul language, all that stuff, we've seen it and heard together.
And so how have you seen the rivalry evolve? I mean, I got to imagine that this is going to be a whole new stage of it, but I got to imagine from when you first, it probably was not quite as intense when you started out, and you've probably seen it evolve quite a bit during that time.
You know, I mean, definitely, it's been competitive throughout. I mean, it's been back and forth every single year. You know, fortunately, I think we've come away with most of the victories. You know, I remember my first very clear memory of playing professional soccer was our first game of the season going down into Portland, and you know, them packing PGE with 10,000 fans, and that was USL times. So that's, I mean, pretty impressive. You know. Yeah, I mean, it's always a great experience and always one that I've got great memories of.
And do you get the sense, I mean, do you feel like as a player that you're one of the guys, because you've been here so long, I mean, do you get a sense that Portland fans know Zach Scott and it's like, I mean, they must, right?
I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever have that sense. I always feel like more of a bit player than kind of a marquee guy, you know? I mean, I'm not really one to score the goals or anything like that, so definitely a Roger Levesque or a Taylor Graham, I think, stand out a little more than I do. And that's worked in my favor, so I'm able to go down to Portland and hang out down there without too much lip coming from anyone.
So you can go into a bar, in a Portland bar, and have a drink and not worry about getting bashed over the head with a bottle, is what you're saying?
Guarantee I could definitely do that. You can't say that about very many people who have played for the Sounders, but yeah, me, definitely.
And so what do you expect out of this game? I mean, this is going to be a little different. I mean, there's going to be almost 19,000 people there. It seems like the energy is even more ramped up than it has been in the past. I mean, what's your expectation? What do you tell the guys?
Well, with the way they've configured that stadium, I mean, it's, you know, the fans are right on the field, you know, which makes the atmosphere all that more great. You know, the rivalry is there this year. You know, the fact that they haven't quite gotten the results lately, I think actually amps the rivalry up quite a bit, you know. I mean, not to say they're eliminated from the playoffs or anything like that. I mean, we definitely haven't guaranteed ourselves anything, but I think... They win the season series against us, and that's almost a first-year success for them. I mean, they're going to be very proud of that, you know, getting, you know, tying us here and then beating us down there.
And what do you think is, you know, last year playing in the Open Cup, it was probably pretty intense. Do you feel like it's going to be a very similar situation as last year? Do you feel like it's kind of, from last year's experience, there's not a lot you're going to be able to carry over?
No, I think there's a ton. I mean, new guys coming in here, we tell them about the Portland rivalry, and I'm sure the guys down there say the same thing, you know, that, I mean, this is pride. I mean, when it comes down to it, I mean, pride of the Northwest, who's the better team, you know, and regardless of how many years you've been involved, I mean, this is, you know, Ziggy's first year of the rivalry, and you can tell that he's fired up, you know. I mean, no matter how long you've been involved or, you know, what's at stake, whether it's Open Cup or just a league game, or, you know, whether we see him in the playoffs at some point in the near future, it's going to be, you know, a good environment and a even better game.
And so at this point, do you kind of feel like you're a Seattle guy? I mean, do you feel like not just a Sounder, but like a real, I mean, you've been here longer than probably a lot of Seattle Sounders fans have been in Seattle. I mean, do you feel the rivalry on like a personal level, like, the Portland-Seattle rivalry that, you know, the deeper than the Sounders-Timbers rivalry, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 10 years I've been in Seattle. Definitely a Seattleite. You know, both of my kids are born here. You know, I've got a lot of pride in, you know, basically being from Seattle now. That's the way I view it.
And what are the things that you feel like differentiate Seattle from Portland? I got to imagine you are you're reasonably well versed in that kind of culture at this point.
Yeah, I mean, this. I think the things that, you know, kind of Portland holds over our heads, you know, a lot of the corporations that are based out of, you know, the Seattle, greater Seattle area, I think that's one of the cool things about Seattle, you know. You know, the fact that we've had, you know, Major League Baseball and, you know, Major League Football and, you know, NBA in the, you know, the near past. I mean, it's all things that we take pride in and things that they kind of, you know, are bitter about, I guess.
Uh-huh. All right, well, I really appreciate your time, and good luck this week.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, run it past me.
Because it'll be better.